We want to look to the Word of God, and first we want to pray and ask His for His anointing. God, we ask You, Lord, for the anointing that breaks the yoke and sets the captive free. God, I ask You, Lord, to let Thou anointing flow upon Your Word today. Send it out that it will not return void, as Your Word is so promised. God, let men and women come to know You as Lord and Savior and be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb is our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. I'm going to look today in the epistle of John in 1 John. The Bible says in John, 1 John in the second chapter, it says in verse 1 and verse 2, "My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." Well, God didn't write that in His Word for us to abuse it, but He written it in His Word for us to understand it and know that we have a lifeline. Know that we have a mediator. Amen. Then in the second verse of that second chapter, "And He is the propitiation for our sin, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world." So here on Calvary, and just a few weeks back, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And He now sits on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercessions for you and I. And these scriptures was written so that we can understand that He is the propitiation. He is the price paid. Amen. And, you know, God goes on over to say about the same subject over in the third chapter. Amen. And He said, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is transgression of the law." God has never endorsed sin. Sin has always been that which is contrary to truth and righteousness, that which God has spoken and said that it is a transgression, and all transgressors shall be brought into judgment according to the Word of God. Amen. Then, backing up in the first chapter of the epistle of 1 John, in verse 9, it says these words, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Amen. Now, when we come to God, we were all sinners. Amen. Every one of us. Amen. Not one of us was justified in our righteousness. And neither will we ever be justified in our righteousness. We will never be holy enough or righteous enough for God to accept us on those bases. His acceptance of us is on the fact that His Son shed His blood. He became the price, the propitiation. It was the precious blood of the Lamb of God that brought forth salvation to us today. Amen. And God said all of our righteousness as His filthy rags within ourselves. So we have to take on the righteousness of Christ. Amen. We're not saved through our good works. We're saved unto good works. Amen. And the Word of God said in 1 Timothy in the second chapter and in verse 4, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." Amen. Right before that, He said, "For this is a good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior." Amen. He has given us this understanding to know in verse 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." So all this is brought about by the understanding that Christ has fulfilled what He came here to do. He came for that purpose. He came to die that he might live. Amen. And that in, through him living, that we might live also. Amen. Glory to God for the promises of his word. Amen. Then in Titus, amen. In the second chapter of Titus, in verse 11, it goes on to say, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men." Paul declared that this gospel would be preached to every creature. Amen. The Bible says, the King James Version, be preached to every creature, and then the end shall come. Amen. So this gospel that has been given to you, amen, and it is that eternal life, according to verse 2 of the first chapter, that God cannot lie, that's in verse 2 of Titus 1, promised before the world began. And this is the fulfillment of the promise of God. This is what Abraham answered to Isaac when Isaac said, "Daddy, the fire and the wood, but where is the sacrifice?" And Abraham said, "God will provide for himself a lamb." That lamb was provided, and that lamb is our salvation. That lamb is our hope. That lamb is our eternal life. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. Amen. But this grace has appeared unto all men. Verse 2, we can't leave, verse 12 of the second chapter. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. After the old man is gone, the old nature, the old sin nature, that's the reason sanctification is so important. Organizations that fail to teach their people sanctification are cheating them, are robbing them, or telling them that they can blunder on in their sins, or telling them a lie. Because God has never endorsed sin. God has never accepted sin. Neither will God ever accept sin. Sin must be purged by the blood. Sin must be brought forth to God. And I've said this, and it raises a lot of eyebrows, and I've had people speak up and say, "I just don't agree with you." But I believe any sin that's not remitted cannot be cleansed. I believe if you go on in your sins and say, "Well, I'm justified, God owes it to me to forgive me," I believe you'll bust hell wide open. But I believe when you have a repentive heart, when you have a heart in you that's saying, "God, I don't want to sin. God, I'm sorry that I've sinned. God, I'm sorry that I don't come up to what you want me to be. And Lord, I'm working on it. If you'll help me. If you'll help me." But I believe that we have to bring those sins before God. What was it, the psalmist David, amen, in Psalms, he declared it as plain as any man could say it, amen. He said he had sinned, amen. He told the truth of this thing, amen. He didn't beat around the bush, amen. And God said he was a man that was after his own heart, amen. He was a man that, amen, acknowledged his sin. He told God to the fact that he knew he had sinned, amen. He knew he had sinned against God, amen. And in doing so, amen, he cried in the first verse of Psalms 51, "Have mercy upon me." He went on to say, "Blot out my transgressions. Wash me from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions." I believe it takes remittance. I believe it takes acknowledgement. I believe we got to say to God, "God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. Wash me and cleanse me." Amen. "I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before thee." You know the story of how that he had a man's wife killed, amen. And he, amen, Nathan was the man, looked at him and said, "Thou art the man. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thou sight," amen. that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Verse 5 said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That's what he put before God. God, I'm just flesh. I'm just human. In sin was I conceived. Amen. Paul talked about how that when he wanted to do right, wanted to do good, that evil and sin was always present. It was always there. Amen. He went on to say in verse 6, behold, thou desirest truth in thou inward parts, and in thou hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thou face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. I believe that when we come to God, and as we continuously walk with God, I believe we have to render those sins unto God. Blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. And the psalmist went on to say, and he said, then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. When we acknowledge it, when we bring it before God, amen. Some people said, well, how in the world did David get by with all the sin he done and still God, amen? Because he repented, amen. I'm going to tell you something. Sin is something will bring destruction in your life. Sin is something that will bring condemnation, amen. And a lot of the people that are out here in this world that are on tranquilizers and claiming to be bipolar and everything else, all in the world it is a load of sin and guilt that's in their lives. And if they would admit it to God, if they would give it to God, God would cleanse it. God would wash it away. And God would do, he's no respecter of persons, he would do just exactly what he did in the Word of God, what he did for the psalmist David, he would do for you and I. Amen. In 2 Peter in the 3rd chapter in verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. But listen what he says, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. That word repentance, that's what David, that's what the psalmist did. He repented, amen. He acknowledged his sin before God. Long as you try to cover it up, long as you, amen, go forth, those that are listening to me there today and wherever you may be listening to this message. And God dealt with my heart early in the morning hours about this message today. I know as a whole we preach to mostly people that are saved, born again. And you say, well, this is a sinner's message. Yes, it is. But it's also a backslider's message. It's also a message to the church. Amen. Let's keep ourselves renewed in God. Amen. Here's the former of this thing. Amen. This is the understanding of this thing. Amen. The Bible says, amen, in Ephesians in chapter 2, verse 8-10. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of your own selves, or not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Some folks stop with this verse 8 in verse 9, but I believe it also takes verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. You can't keep walking in your sins. You can't keep, amen, in your filth and your corruption. There has to be a place in your life that there's a turnaround, there's a change. He said, behold, I'll make all things new. Amen. And when we bring it to God, we bring it to Christ, amen, he cleanses us, he washes us, and he makes all things new, amen. And then as we go on through the Word of God, amen, we find these words in Romans in the 6th chapter and in verse 23, amen. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have a promise before us of life. Sin will bring about death. It will bring about a spiritual death, wherein that we die in our sins. Amen. And we don't come to Christ for remittance, to remit them to Christ and to be forgiven, and we die in our sins, amen, then we will go through the second death, amen. Bible tells us in Revelation, you know, blessed he that's pointed to the first resurrection. For all those who are of the first resurrection, death, amen, has no dominion against them, amen. But those that are of the second resurrection, amen, that will be the resurrection of the dead that are not dead in Christ, but dead in their sins, amen. Those people will die a death, amen, and a judgment, and they will all be turned into hell, and all those that forget God shall be turned in unto a place called hell, amen. And then the golden scripture of understanding, amen. When he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, amen. And he was talking to people that knew him. Some people think that's just a sinner, but he was talking to his church, amen. He said, behold, I stand at your door and knock. Behold, he stands at the door of our hearts and he knocks. And it's up to us as individuals where we accept and open that door and let him come in and sup with us. He wants to have fellowship with us. They churches, amen, today that he wants to have fellowship with. But people have ramrodded over top of the Spirit and chose their own programs and have left God out. Amen. We need to put God back in our lives. We need to put God back in our services and our churches. Amen. America has got to start at the pulpit if we ever have a turnaround. Amen. Under we have men and women that will cry loud and spare not. Amen. The watchman warns the people of their transgressions. Amen. And if we will turn from those transgressions, we shall live. But if this world don't turn from the transgressions, they shall die and die without God. Now the Bible says in Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. We have to confess. We have to acknowledge. Amen. Verse 10, for said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him should not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And I like what verse 13 says. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. And according to the word of God and the promises of God. Amen. We go back over into Isaiah to close today just for a few minutes. Amen. And we find, amen, in Isaiah we find those words. Amen. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him a tender plant and a root out of the dry ground. And he has no form nor countenance. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon us. And with his stripes we are healed. Amen. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to a slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. That verse in verse 8 says, who shall declare his generation? The psalmist said, if God would wash him and cleanse him, then he would be able to fulfill the scriptures, and men could be converted unto him. We today, if we have a pure heart, and we have been cleansed by the blood, touched by the coal off the altar of God, fire shut up in our bones. I made this statement yesterday. You know, you can fight and fuss and feud about everything. But we was talking, and I made this statement a long time ago, learned to not get in people's fights. They don't want to fight about abortion. They want to fight about this. They want to fight about that. Sin is wrong. But you won't win anything fighting against those things. You can burn all the flags. You can burn crosses. You can break the window lights out of abortion clinics. And you won't help the situation, not one bit. But if you get on fire for God and go tell somebody about Jesus, the sinners may be converted, and people may come to know Christ. You're not going to save the whole world. But one at a time, you can carry them the message that he's mighty to save. And he'll save you. He'll wash you. By his precious blood, he's the propitiation, the price paid for sin. God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the truth. And God, we ask you to take this message, burn it to the hearts and those that would receive it. God, as it goes out to the entire world, and God, as it's downloaded and played by the literally thousands of people, Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus, do the work, save souls. God, we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.